Right, now, first up, I want you to have a listen to this.
The dream is to be a champion, Jack. You just... That's it. It's a great buzz and you just, it's class the way you do it. I'm 4 stone 10, so I have to carry 5 stone 2 pound of lead because I'm so light. Them boys will be the best in Ireland, bigger and stronger and taller and older. Make yourself as big and as competitive as you can.
Hey there, Francis Jones here on Radio Kerry. We're here for the Kelly Festival and the race is the biggest day in the lives of some of these great young jockeys, and we'd like to wish them all the very best of luck this weekend.
Come on, you have to stick it in, take you with it, Dad.
Joined by Adrian Brown, and is it your nephew who is 12?
And when did he start riding the horses?
Just this year.
Just here?
Yeah, there's the smaller races for smaller kids.
Dolan kind of had to take the big step up. He had to move up to the bigger horses. He's tiny now, he looks very small on them.
You need to get as many people to know you as you can. Make a name for yourself.
There you go. That's just a couple of minutes of a brilliant documentary, brilliant short film that was made in 2015 about a remarkable young man, Dylan Brown McGonigal, who this weekend was crowned champion jockey. The thing he said at the start of the short film that he wanted to be, that was 10 years ago. Here's a little bit of him speaking over the weekend.
I've had a great year. I've beat last year's on numbers. So it's been unbelievable.
It really has been a superb year, including, of course, classic success on Al Riffa. But presumably being crowned champion jockey for the first time is something just that bit different. Is this the highlight of your career today, presumably?
Yeah, definitely. Well, without a doubt, from a very small age, you just dream of this. And every young jockey growing up wants to be champion jockey. And thankfully, I've been privileged to be in the position I am, riding the horses I am. So I didn't think at 22 I'd be champion jockey. So it's pinch myself stuff.
Yeah, pinch myself stuff indeed. From Letterkenny in County Donegal, a remarkable story. He actually won the Dingle Derby in 2015 before even entering his teens. And he was front and centre in that brilliant racing documentary, which was made by Johnny Madison of Just So Films. And we've got Johnny with me on the line. Johnny, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good, very good. Listen, how are you? Before I ask you to take me back to 2012 and how this film, or 2015, I should say, and how this film came about. You've obviously been keeping an eye on his career, but for him to win champion jockey at 22 years of age, you must have been delighted to see it this weekend.
Yeah, actually really moved, to be honest, Jerry. I mean, dreams can come true. You know, the first thing that Dylan said in the film was, you know, the dream is to be a champion jockey. You know, that was 10 years ago. He's put so much hard work in since then. And for him to actually have crossed the line and be the champion jockey, I mean, it's just incredible. So, yeah, very, 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 quite emotional, to be honest. And it's been lovely over the last few days getting kind of WhatsApps from his family and his mum and his uncle and so on. So, yeah, delighted for him.
Incredible. 5 stone of lead. Tell me about that. How did that come about? How did you end up making it about him? When was he spotted from your point of view, and when did you decide to bring the camera and all the production down to Glenbay to film him?
Yeah, thanks. Well, it really started with flapping. So I was actually filming with Paul McGinley in Donegal. It was a story about the Ryder Cup, and we were there for a few days with him. And was out one night with his dad in the pub, and his dad Nick, he loved his racehorses. He was telling me about, you know, we were talking about the kind of strength of Irish jockeys and just how world class Ireland is, this kind of stuff. And he said that a lot of the jockeys come through on the flapping scene. And it's quite an intriguing word, and I didn't know much about it, but sort of, you know, it kind of stuck in my head. And when I got back to London, I looked it up, and one of the images I saw was this image of kids, you know, in silks racing on the Wild West Coast. You know, it was the image of the Glen Bay races. And it was just so cinematic. It looked almost, you know, like a kind of David Lean movie or something. And it was epic. And yeah. I basically started to sort of look into it. And the fact that all these were young kids striving to be, you know, jockeys, professional jockeys one day, it felt like there was a story there. So, yeah, I sort of jumped on a plane a couple of months later and went out to sort of find it. And we knew the kind of setting would be great, but we didn't really have a story at that stage. And we heard that all the kids were going to be in the pub the night before the races, and we thought, okay, well, we'll go along and cast some of them there. And at that stage, we'd done a bit of desk research, and there were some sort of leading jockeys who I guess were probably like 14, 15 years of old. So we went in thinking, maybe we'll meet them and make a film about them. And then suddenly, yeah. Dylan walked in, and this kid was like tiny compared to all the other jockeys. You know, a good kind of foot or more smaller. I think he weighed 4.5 stone at that time. He was 12 yeah. years old. And when he walked in, it was, you know, when you meet someone who's just like got a presence, he just got charisma. He had this kind of Hollywood smile. And then when I started chatting to him and his uncle Adrian, you know, Dylan was basically making a step up. There weren't enough races for him to compete in his kind of age category. So he was stepping up to compete against all these older kids. And yeah, he just seemed like this little Rocky. So we had to make the film about him.
Yeah, yeah. It just he jumped out as a character for you. The size of him, the fact that he had to carry 5 stone in lead in order to make the weight against the other jockeys, and then the setting, like that day in Glen Bay, the whole race is down there, racing along a beautiful scene. All these jockeys in their silks, and he looks so small on the horse.
Yeah, I mean, he really was tiny compared to me. You can see in the film, like when he's standing next to him, He's tiny, and he's tiny on the horse, but you know, he's just got this big heart. And you know, even then you could see that he was just so focused on one day wanting to become, you know, champion jockey of Ireland. And you just see it in his eyes, and you know, he's completely driven. And yeah, I mean, the footage is it's just beautiful, isn't it, when the kids are kind of racing. And you know, and Dylan didn't win that day, but there's something that was quite interesting about that for the story. That, you know, he even talks about it in the film. He's, one of his favourite films is Rocky IV, and you know, he says it in the film, you know, Rocky keeps getting knocked down, but he gets back up again. And basically that's the story of Dylan, really. You know, over the last 10 years he's just kept going, and boy, is he a talent. So what a guy.
Yeah, and you could even see from, and you obviously went up to his home and filmed him and saw him training, and the amount of work he was doing, he obviously had that X factor, that determination to take him all the way at age 22 to be champion jockey.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's just something about him. You know, he's 12 years old, but he was so dedicated. You know, he had this sort of horse simulator that he would sit on in his kitchen and ride on. And then with his uncle Adrian, they go kind of racing one of the nearby beaches in Letterkenny, or, you know, just practicing his beaches and things. So, yeah, kind of round the clock, really. It was sort of Dylan's, you know, you can tell it was his absolute sort of passion. He also was a champion boxer on the side. Yeah. So he's got real grit and real commitment. But yeah, he obviously sort of chose horse racing. And he's also got such a great family around him. You know, his mum, uncle Adrian, you know, his uncle Adrian sort of, you know, he says in the film, he's like, Dylan's like a son to him. And he just had good people around him. But he was such a talent even then. You could just tell there was something special in him.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. But look, it's a brilliant film, well worth checking out for anybody who wants to see what he was like back then and to see what he's doing today. Really well put together, Johnny. So listen, thanks so much for telling the story. And of course, you had our own Francis Jones featuring on that day. He was down there for an outside broadcast at the Dingle Fest, or the Glen Bay Festival, at the races, and you worked him into to tell the story, which is brilliant.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, he was actually going to interview. He was interviewing Dylan's uncle Adrian. So he followed Adrian and actually filmed with Francis. And yeah, he's a big part of the story. And then he does a lot of storytelling for us, which is fantastic. So yeah, I'm glad he's doing well as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, Johnny, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us the story of 10 years ago. A remarkable moment in time captured in a remarkable young man who's gone on to fame and glory. So thanks for talking to us this morning.
Cheers, Jerry. Thanks a lot.
Brilliant. Johnny Madison there of Just So Pictures made that documentary short film about the champion jockey of today, Dylan Brown McGonigal. Charlie Farrelly, councillor, of course, in Kerry here, adds his congratulations to Dylan Brown McGonigal on winning the Young Jockey of the Year or the champion jockey. Charlie has had the pleasure of interviewing Dylan through his horse and pony circuit on several occasions. Is absolutely delighted for him.